Well, massive changes for the New South Wales Waratahs. They're taking on the ACT Brumbies. That's happening tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. Israel Folau, the Wallaby fullback, playing outside centre. Kirtley Beale playing inside centre. Adam Fryer joins us on the line. Good day, Adam.
I thought you'd say Adam Fryer, who's actually never, ever played centre.
Hooker!
It's that bloke in the middle. And thanks for picking that song, that track too, as an intro there, TK. I appreciate that.
You like that?
Are we talking about a leap of faith here?
Well, it is that. And as I was saying to someone the other day, is that I think the team that the Waratahs have picked now is almost highlighted that, say they're clutching, but they're now looking at this change as what they need to do moving forward. And even the selection of Kellaway, who's a young kid, who's come through the ranks, giving him a massive opportunity this weekend against the Brums. But I've always thought that Kirtley is better suited at 12, and I think Israel Folau, although it might be foreign to him, you just need to get him involved in a game and making sure he can show his magic. Now, I've never seen him play at 13, but I just know he's our best player in Australian rugby. And if we can somehow ignite whatever it is inside of him to get to that form he was showing during Super Rugby last year, it was just unstoppable. We haven't found it yet, but once he does, you'll start seeing the Waratahs win some games. And it's not just that in the back line. Dave Dennis has been put on the bench. Like, he was a captain there last year and a winning captain as well.
Yes.
Will Skelton's back in the starting team. So I think this is, probably excluding maybe one or two positions, this is their best team. And I think all the combinations that Darryl Gibson trialled, this is the one that you want to see win. And I'm going to tip them this weekend. I think they're looking okay. And I've sort of stayed strong with the Waratahs. I just think the loss of David Pocock for the Brumbies is going to be huge for them. And I know Jared Butler, his replacement, still a good player. This Tars side, they must win. Where the Brumbies, they can afford to lose one. And I'm not giving up on the Waratahs just yet.
No, the pressure's on though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look, it is. And I think that's, and the interesting thing, Slats, is that pressure on a footy team in Sydney, that being the Swans or the Waratahs, I might even throw my Roosters in there as well. Mm. It's such a tough and competitive market. Now, if your team's winning, it's going to make it so much easier for the fans to turn up. And that's not to say that fans, you know, don't go to a game if they're losing, but it's so important that New South Wales are winning because we know that the crowds follow. And look, to be honest, that's why I'm sort of hoping and backing him. I really think that they can turn these next two games around. Their season could come back on track really quickly with the new conference system in Super Rugby.
Okay, so Waratahs to win at $2.10. The Brumbies are the favourites at $1.75. Mate, I just want to go back to last week because there was that Reds win, 28 over the Highlanders, 27. What about that?
Oh, mate, it's just the way the rugby's going at the moment. It constantly surprises you. And the Reds were due, they've had some very close games. They had a draw against the Auckland Blues. They went down to the Waratahs by two. They went down to the Rebels by two. So if you're looking at their form, you would have said they were due. But the way the Highlanders were playing, you would never have thought. It's probably one of the biggest upsets I've seen in the last couple of years. Mm. And the reason why they won that game, in my view, was Carmichael Hunt. And I don't think he's too far away from a gold jersey. I know he was involved with the camp with Michael Checker, but it'd be an amazing story. And it's difficult because I know a lot of the listeners out there might be, you know, not watching a lot of the Reds play, but he is in incredible form. And because of sort of what happened last year, he sort of slipped off the radar. If he can keep playing the way he's playing, he's just so potent in attack. He reminds me, you know, when he used to get that ball from fullback from the Broncos and just accelerate to the line? Mm. That's the sort of player that he's playing like at the moment. It's good for Australian rugby. He's doing well, and I think most of the Reds players are settling. And Liam Gill, you can talk about David Pocock and Michael Hooper and all these sevens in Australian rugby. He's probably the form seven in the competition at the moment. So there's some good signs there, but do I think they'll beat the Bulls over in Pretoria? Gee, it's going to be tough, but again, they've got upsets in them, the Reds, and I'd be looking close to it. If they've got a head start, I'd be taking it. Mm.
And tonight you got the Rebels up against the Hurricanes at Amy Park, kickoff 7:30. Who do you like there?
Look, I'm always going to go with my heart with the Rebels, but the Hurricanes haven't really fired this year, but that also concerns me. Oh, I thought the Rebels were outstanding against the Waratahs. They were really gritty. They're not going to win by a lot of points, but really well coached under Tony McGann. I think it's going to be a challenge for the Rebels, but if the Rebels win this game, they are the real deal, and they're a team that can make the finals and you know, do some damage. So I think this is a really tough game for them, but it will set a statement. And for them to be able to beat the Waratahs away and then come home and beat the Hurricanes, it'll put their season right on track. And their numbers down there are pretty big with crowds. So who knows? This Rebel side could be finally the real deal. But I think it'll be a tight one. I know the Rebels have got the start, and I'd be leaning that way.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rebels at $2.35. Yeah. Hurricanes $1.60. And just on the – so you want the Reds as the outsider at $3.75 over the Bulls?
Yeah, they're fairly rough there. But I think that's going to be a tough one for them to win. But there is plenty of footy happening at the moment. Even our girls over in Atlanta who took out the World 7 Series tournament. I know our men didn't fare so well in Hong Kong. And, of course, Shoot Shield this weekend. So it's a pretty busy market. And you're up watching the Bulls and the Reds playing early in the morning, and then early in the morning watching the Sevens run around, and then 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night watching the footy. There's plenty on.
You might want to give the Waratahs a bit of a hurry up, mate, too. We've been trying to get a Waratah on all week and haven't been successful, so... Is it a sellout tomorrow night? You've got a former one. I'm a little bit fatter than I used to be.
Is that going to cut it, or is that not good enough?
Well, it's pleasant to have you, but yeah, it'd be nice to have a... They couldn't be that busy, the players. They couldn't spare 5 minutes for a radio interview, you wouldn't think.
Look, I know a few of the boys listen to the show, so I'll make sure we get someone on pretty soon. Because, the boys love it.
Yeah, they don't understand the effect that we have.
Oh, there'd be another 5,000.
There's an instant turnaround.
They like it more when it's the TK and Webby. There might be something to do with, I don't know, when that changes. Can't get one.
Oh, gee,
well,
thanks.
Particularly now you're going to embrace the West. You think you think with 110 relays throughout the state, they might think it's probably a good idea to try and get the message out there.
Yeah, mate. Well, I think everyone wants to focus on the West. It's an important part of rugby, but it's going to take some time in that one, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
I don't know whether to thank you.
Oh, he's giving it to you.
Good riddance.
He's tipping the Waratahs at $2.10 at tab.com.au and the Rebels at $2.35.